Wednesday night, a beautiful day, but a cold day at this point. We went from 70 degree temperatures earlier today to 40 degree temperatures. Had some unfortunate storms earlier today. And other than that, then, you know, I'd probably leave well enough alone. That's just my guess.
I'm thinking
at this point, we're looking at the board and it's looking a little different.
I'm thinking there are boards that are normally not on, but we'll go with it anyway. But again, yeah, it's beautiful right now.
Yeah. Cold, but beautiful.
10 hours ago, nasty.
Yeah. The weather definitely, it was a bad storms this morning. And obviously going a little bit north of here, going towards Montgomery County, they had a little bit worse than what we did.
No, I saw that, I guess on the news last night, it was like a thin strip was in a little enhanced storm rate than we were. We got it pretty good. Last night the winds were pretty good, but right above us to the just to the north was bad. It been even a little bit further north was even worse. So it got progressively worse the more north or west than you went, right?
True. Yeah. But hopefully that's behind us. And
yeah, it's supposed to snow, baby, tonight.
Well, I know.
Welcome to Kentucky. What was it yesterday? Day before yesterday, 80, almost 80 degrees.
Yeah, it's like 78 maybe.
and a day and a half later, we're going to be 20 in the 20s tonight.
So, I think it was like 71 degrees maybe this morning.
It was warm. Well, it wasn't like, I think 66 was set on my truck. It has got progressively cooler. By lunch today, it had gone through, it had dropped
significantly.
Yes,
yeah, it felt.
It felt a lot colder than it really was, but the temperature change.
Yeah.
Welcome to Kentucky.
Correct. Welcome to Kentucky.
The best we can say. Again, also welcome to Kentucky because it is district tournament basketball time.
Hard to believe. I mean, usually when the season starts, right, you know, it's like, okay, we've got a long season, and in a blink of an eye, we're at the end, and, you know, the end of the regular season and now into the tournament, I should say.
But I think that is because we start earlier now, covering volleyball and soccer through football season. This season actually seems shorter because we've already done almost 3 months before we even start basketball.
Right, yeah.
It's the second 3 months. And then we'll start spring sports. Well, you'll start spring sports.
A matter of weeks.
Well, you probably won't start in a matter of weeks, but
the games will start. Yeah, we'll wait and see what the temperatures are and what the setup is.
Yeah, I tell you, regardless. I wish, I know the Cases 8 gave us a week early to start softball, baseball. I wish they would push it back that week now because – you got a lot of these kids that are playing both sports, softball, baseball, track, whatever you're doing in the spring. You got all these kids playing these different sports. We're going to be, and I got to think about this, I got a couple girls that cheer. So those girls, their first day off of cheer, theoretically, if you made it to the finals with PAL.
In the region.
They're playing their first game, and they haven't even come out yet.
The championship will be that Monday, and what you have again on the 11th, Tuesday the 12th.
The first pitch or first ball they have touched is game time. If you've got players that are involved, that week is – you probably don't even schedule that week. Now, again, I could not schedule just because they gave it to us, but, again, you've got kids that are going to be pushed – and miss a week of the season in a lot of places that are advancing to the state tournament or even playing a regional, whatever it may be. They're not getting their normal reps or practice before you start your season. That week could have helped a little bit. I'm not saying I want to push it back, but I don't know. I don't know that I like that little overlap there. I know
it's a tough transition regardless of the sport or activity that the kids are involved in to come out cold.
Yeah, used to the week we started was the state tournament week. Okay, if you've made it to the state tournament, I probably ain't going to be playing anyway.
Yeah, right.
But if you make it to the state tournament, at least you've really narrowed the field down. There's only one team per region still playing, and and as far as we're concerned, it's normally not Powell County. I mean, we've had our runs at it, but only a couple, and that's all it's been in the past. So I mean, we'll see in the future, but I don't know. It's a week of the season you're missing, and it is what it is. Of course, we're missing 2 weeks because we're hosting. We have no, and that's kind of our fault. Back to facilities. It's kind of our fault. We don't have any indoor facilities that we can work in, so our indoor facility is the gym, and the gym is off limits now for the next 2 weeks, so our kids won't see really good pitching until opening game. That's rough.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it's, again, unfortunate. And even as a segue, as far as like even into Little League, so basically they started in January, and here they're about ready to wrap up their regular season.
Not long enough.
But it's
baseball season.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but yeah. Two months is not enough to develop these kids. If anything, let's start in November and December, January, February, same season and extend it. I don't care if you're spending the 2 months doing skill development, 2 months worth of games. We got to change something up. And I know we're on our soapbox, and we talk about this on a somewhat regular basis, but it just becomes frustrating when you realize time, and we're getting further and further behind in this community.
And again, kudos for all those who try to do something better. I'm tickled to death, and we're better than we were, but we're still way behind in a lot of things. So,
well, and obviously now it's becoming a game of attrition, meaning we don't necessarily have the players that are coming out to play in certain sports, and even going forward, it's only going to get tougher as soccer has grown tremendously over the last 10 plus years. It's going to continue to gain popularity. And then now you throw in boys volleyball going into next year. That's a whole nother,
We'll see how that one affects our baseball, because I think it's going to be a spring sport.
Correct.
Ouch. I think the baseball guys are probably going to stick pure baseball. You may see more guys that are pure basketball, maybe playing volleyball, which you probably have a lot of coaches that want your kids maybe playing volleyball, but I don't think the true baseball teams will be that impacted. But some of the teams like that are not like a traditional favorite in your region, those guys may struggle if they pick up the volleyball, because we're not very good anyway, so let's play volleyball.
Well, think about it,
can hurt some of the smaller schools like
that.
Yeah,
and think about this too. We had some boys that played soccer that played basketball the year prior. They're not playing basketball this year and focusing more on soccer going forward for themselves. So again, you lose, you still have players that decide,
it's another
I'm not going to play you around.
Another policy that changed maybe 15, 20 years ago at the KHSA level, when we went from limitations of seasons to you can pretty much do anything you want to except dead period. I like the old way. You got a clear start point. You got a clear stop point. If people broke the rules, maybe somebody could turn them in. And I think that's why it was just so hard to enforce that. People were kind of breaking the rules and right and left. And they said, okay, just open it up. Well, now opening it up is counterproductive, because now we've got kids, plenty of girls doing stuff. You got cheer going on. You got volleyball. You got soccer. Everybody's doing year-round stuff. And some of those kids get missed because they not playing softball, not playing maybe baseball. It's good to have the diversity. It's good to have more sports, more inclusion for kids. But our inclusion is the same kids are participating in everything. And our kids just – we have a lot of kids that don't want to do anything. And
we've even talked about
lethargy of the community sometimes. When you look at the population at the school – you got a certain group of kids that aren't going to do a whole lot of anything, and that's probably some of the kids that, not knocking everybody, not throwing everybody under the bus, but most of these kids are the ones that are not successful at school either, or don't have the family support at home to be able to take them to and from. We've talked about that before, and this area is, and again, with the prices with everything up, if it's a parent or grandparent with the kid, it's the guardians, and they're having the kids have to go to work to help pay for the stuff that they get, and you can't help that either. So I don't know, we're getting into the economy has had an impact as well. And then we're talking about district tournament, talk about ticket prices. I mean, we don't have to pay But can you imagine $10 a pop? I mean, it's you know, I checked, did some, I think everybody pretty much raised their prices around the area, but not everybody raised them as much as maybe we did.
Maybe it becomes an issue where it's $10 for adults, $5 for students, something. I don't know. But I feel like that the crowds have been down just a little bit.
A tick down.
Not a tremendous amount. We'll gauge it more.
Well, I don't think, like this, I don't think the difference, I think the $10 price has made it where they've made money. And sure. Made more money.
Sure.
But if you make it a $6 or $7 gate, $3 students, you're cutting significantly what you could have made, but you're also allowing more people to be able to afford coming for the 4 days. Or maybe you do a 4-day pass. I don't know how you'd sell that and manage it. It would be probably hard to manage, but...
At that point, you give them 4 tickets, and there's your 4 tickets, however you use
maybe
them.
So. Yeah, give them away if you want to, but they're...
Something.
Yeah, but that might be... I don't know. I'm not going to say better because, again, it's the ADs or the district rep from each school that makes the decisions, and it's a group of, and I'm not throwing anybody under the bus that doesn't already know this. There's really 4 people that make the decision, and that's the everyone who's the voting member at the district draws. That's, you know, and there's not a ton of discussion. They wanted to raise prices. There's a need to raise the prices, and I get all that, but I think we doubled our prices, right? So that's a double is a lot. To go up a couple bucks, I can get that. It's been something we've heard about a lot since it happened, and I've actually heard people say, "We'll just stay at home and watch it on Facebook."
Well, then at that point, is Facebook taking away from people showing up? Maybe not so much.
Well, but here's the thing. The schools make the difference up because they charge each station that covers
money, right?
To do it. So if we lose 20 people at $5 a head, or 10 people at $10 a head, we're making it back from the radio stations. So I don't know that they're going to really lose a lot at the schools.
I feel like that
because the double is like let's say we've had 2,000 people that are paid. I'm not saying we have 2,000 number, but that's math, $20,000 running through your gate, where 2,000 people would only be 10,000 running through your gate. That's a big difference between the
amount. That's significant,
yeah. And I don't think you can make that up at $5 a head.
True, I would agree with that, but I feel like, too, that the crowd, I feel like, is down a little bit, even the student section, from what we're used to during the regular season, definitely down.
Well, I mean,
you know,
hey, listen, they've even changed some of the things now. If I misunderstand this, I apologize. I think the kid is on a pass list. On their night, they get in, but I'm not sure if they get in on not their night. Packing the girls are eliminated. So if you're packing the girls basketball player, do you still get in tonight's game?
I'm not familiar with that.
Well, to me, you should. I don't know if they do.
Well, to me, you're either charging a student price or you're charging the full price. It's no matter how you look at it.
Our student price is $10.
Right. Or, again, you change it, but I don't know how you prove that somebody's a student or not a student. I mean, you could have a freshman from going to EKU or something that, you know,
I'm a student. I think the people, well, I mean, that happens. That has happened in the past.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't know how you regulate it.
It's hard, but I think maybe that's probably why they went with this flat 10. But it goes back to where I know we try to have a badge. If every district school is going to do this, have the kids get the
ID
badges. Yeah. You got to show your badge when you come in.
Right.
You got to show that you're a student and prove it. That's how you show it. That's how Eastern students do it at Eastern. That's how UK does it at UK. Right. It's how more ed. Wherever you go at the college level, you've all have the IDs. That's how you get in. Go back and do that for the kids. Give them the IDs.
So what you're saying is we need to pull up find our IDs from EKU and see if we can go get football or basketball game.
Listen, I probably gained 150 pounds Eastern days.
Well, I'm a lot more white-headed, gray-headed, whatever you want to say than I was then.
No, since we've got off base, but it's okay. It's a fun chat. But we're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll come back with girls wrap-up and who's playing tonight. And then we'll do the boys. We're going off a little bit early tonight because Estill Owls will be playing at 7. We'll try to get off the air by 10 till to give them some pregame. So we'll take a break here on PCSN Live.
Protect Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Powell County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
What makes Whitaker Bank uniquely Kentucky? With a wide range of products and services, we are here to provide you friendly, expert service for all your banking needs. This is Lisa Mays. I am the president for the Powell and Wolf County Markets. As part of your community, we are committed to building solid, long-term relationships. Stop by one of our locations located in Campton, Clay City, or Stanton, and let us show you what uniquely Kentucky means.
Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center for quality health care close to home. It's why we're here, providing compassionate, personalized care whenever you may need it, so you, your family, and our community can all thrive. Because no matter where you are in life, nothing is more important than your health. Clark Regional Medical Center, from the routine to the unforeseen. Count on us. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
Welcome back here to PCSN. So now we're going to talk about basketball. First, we'll start on Monday. Girls action from Monday night. It was Powell County versus Estill County. That was a 2-3 matchup. And Owsley County versus Lee County was the 1-4 match. There were really no surprises in game one
True.
For me.
Yeah.
Owsley came out a little flat early, a little unexpected. Lee County kind of stayed with it for about, 3 minutes? 4 minutes.
Yeah, it was close in the early going for sure.
And then it went from 8 to like doubled, and then it was just kind of all over.
Yeah, it was
over.
7 at the end of the first quarter, and then at the half, they got within 3, had Lee County. And then at that point, then they just blew it away basically in the third and fourth quarter where they ended up finally winning 81-45.
Yeah, 26-point win.
Yeah, so they outscored them in the...
About 36, isn't it? Yeah, no. Yeah, 36-point win.
Yeah, and in the fourth quarter alone, they doubled them up 22-11.
It just... Owls
24-12 in the second quarter.
They're a good team. They probably got... Listen, you talk about the group from Owsley County. They've been to a couple All-A's state tournaments. They've been to regional semifinals, and I don't think there's been a final. I think they've been to regional semifinals a couple times.
They have, yes. This group has.
So... Listen, this is a tournament-ready team. You can't say that about anybody else in this tournament.
This team has been there, done that, whether it's the All-A or whether it's the region.
So this is easy for them. There's no pressure, really. They just kind of understand what they're supposed to do, and they go do it.
I think that's indicative of their head coach, Travis Smith. He is very calm. Kind of laid back a little bit. I'm not saying that when he needs to be vocal, he's vocal, obviously, but I think they take on that persona. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. He's very even keeled. Neither do the players, exactly. I think they are a reflection of him. They don't panic. They don't get down. They do what they need to do.
Maybe Terry gets a little emotional, and I think she's a phenomenal player. Of course, her dad is also the boys' coach, and I remember him as a high school player, coached while he was, I'm giving him age again, but I coached when he was a player, and I tell you what, you did not want to play against him. He was just one of those guys that didn't care to knock your block off or go in and try to score. He was a good player for Owsley County.
Right.
And that's what he's got his kids doing now. And, you know, I tell you, it's we've talked about legacy at Owsley County. You know, Lee County has been to the state tournament. I don't know if people realize that or not. They've been to the state tournament before. They were really good. And then you've had runs where Owsley County has been really good in basketball. So they were dominant in this district for years in the 80s and early 90s. And, you know, now it's been mostly Powell and Estill for the last It's been a while for those two teams. But now, Owsley County has kind of run the gauntlet on everybody.
Yeah, about the last 4 years, this might be the fifth year.
I think maybe six.
It could even be six, yeah.
So this is a pretty special group that's been going through. And Carly, who is now 14th Region Player of the Year.
Carly Smith, the coach's daughter.
I'm not sure she hasn't been part of almost every one of those teams.
She has since eighth grade.
And then she had one COVID year, so I think that she's been on – and probably even before as a seventh grader. So she might have been through even more of that. So she's seen the entire growth and development of this Owsley County program. And I don't think as a player, she's ever been on a losing team in this district.
I don't think so either. You're probably right.
And again, she is a really good player. She can do a little bit of everything. Plays good defense. She's solid. She's smart on the floor. She takes good shots. Passes the ball really well. Doesn't really have weakness. She can drive when she wants to. She can shoot outside. I get why she was the player of the year.
I would agree with that. And even with the team on Monday, they had four players scoring double figures.
And she put the least shots of probably any of them.
Yeah, and scored 20. She led them in score. A very quiet 20.
20.
Yes, exactly. 20. Yeah. But that's who they are. You know, and Addison Terry had 19. Then you get 12 from Aaliyah Lynch and 12 from Macy Brown. But then you turn around and you get Taylor Grubb off the bench, 5 points. Harley Dooley off the bench, 5 points. Camilla Markham off the bench, 6 points. So you get the contribution from those players off the bench where all of a sudden they've scored 16 points. That's pretty good from your bench.
Yeah, and we've talked about that's their weakness is their bench, and it's really not a weakness. When you've got as many solid starters as they have, when you go to the bench for two or three players, dude, it's pretty easy. And I'm not saying Travis's job is easy, but it's a talented group, and we're going to flip it again and talk about Esalen Powell in a second, but this team could be one of the teams fighting for a regional title later on next week at Estill County. We'll see how that comes out. Good luck to all the 56 district teams that have advanced. Lee County, or Estill County versus Powell County, game two on Monday. A little bit different look. Now, Estill did not do anything different than I thought they would. Except early, they did something I wonder why they didn't do. Well, that was ball getting the ball inside more often. Her name just slipped me.
Angel.
Haley Angel. That kid is really good in the post, and that really hadn't utilized it that much as far as getting her the ball, posting up, getting her to score. They utilized it early, and really it didn't matter which player you put on her. She was successful. What we never took away was that spin to the right. If we would have taken that away from her, she probably wouldn't have been as effective, but that would have been about it. Other than that, that's an experienced group as well. Estill has, all those players have all been starters for a couple, maybe 3 years, for the most part, and they have seen a lot of basketball, and they understand it. I don't think they offensively are as good as they maybe should be. I thought they would be a lot better at this point offensively, but their defense is really solid.
Well, they definitely have lulls offensively. As an example, in the third quarter in that game, they trailed 12-11 at the end of the first, but then took a 6-point lead, 27-21 at the half. But in the third quarter, only 4 points out of them, mm-hmm. and only two for Powell County. It wasn't so much a defensive game at that point as much as it was a lot of missed opportunities for both teams offensively.
I think both teams were getting a little frustrated. I think both teams were playing good enough defense to where it was altering shots. I don't think either team shoots the ball well enough to shoot under pressure. Both teams can shoot well a wide open.
Yes.
Neither team shoots well under pressure. I haven't seen that really out of the two. You know, the second game between Estill Powell, they got off, the 17-0 start, and Powell roared back to really should have won.
had a chance to win, yes. Yeah.
So, and this game was the game where really Powell County never, they were in the game in the first quarter, right?
Correct. Well, led, yeah.
And
the second quarter, they were still back and forth until we gave up a three at the buzzer, which put it to six.
From a sub, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
A bank shot, nonetheless.
Yes.
At a tough angle.
Yes.
Once they went up six, I don't think that Powell responded well coming out into the third quarter. We missed some
shots.
Some gimmies. And too many of them. I think we missed like three or four in a row down under, and at that point, now it becomes a head case, right?
But the bottom line is this with Powell County. Makaira Caudill is who she is. If you know the other team is going to play Sarah Baker on you defensively, and if you drive down low, you have Haley Angel to fight through, and then you've got Callie Snowden somewhere in the mix trying to take the ball away from him wherever she can dig down to, it's going to be a tough night. And Estelle knows that's how we can stop that. Funnel her inside. She's not going to get really past Angel. If the officials call the game like they have been calling it most of the season, if you're straight up and you're in your zone and you're on the floor, they're not calling that foul.
No, they're not.
And they haven't called it, and they didn't call it. And then Baker made it hard for her to get by. When she was getting by Sarah was trying to back tip, take it away from her, so she had to worry about what's behind her.
Right.
When she took it to the basket, so Makaira just had a tough night, she has a tough time while you're handling the basketball as the point guard. You have a tough time getting yourself open for easier shots. When you're averaging 20 points a game and your next person's averaging 12, and they can guard her, your night's going to be tough, or it should be.
Yeah, because beyond the 12-point player, it drops maybe five.
Yes.
Right? Yep. 5 points some of those players.
I have to really cover two players.
Right.
And for Estill County, to me, the numbers game just shows the matchup was not good for Powell County going into that game. I would have really – I wouldn't have wanted to play Owsley County. But maybe because their scheme is not the same. They play a zone. It gives you more opportunities. I don't know. I think you have to develop a jump shot of some kind if you're Makaira. She's going to have to do that going forward because it's going to get even tougher to score with the next level trying to drive the basketball. Because, again, the officials have changed up the way they called this year versus last year. What she got away with going to the free throw line just didn't happen this year. And she would have been having a better year than what she had they called more fouls that way. But I think the officials have done a better job in this region of changing the way they've called. It's a better game this way. It's the way game is played most other regions. I think the officials have done a really good job changing that up.
I would agree. And I think defensively for Estill, they extended that defense out where we didn't have a lot of open looks.
No.
Trinity Romans didn't have a whole lot.
When she hit the first shot of the game, the three, I'm like, okay, we may be rolling here.
Yes. Yeah, because we talked about them coming out of the gate, and they did in that first quarter. But then after that, it's something, I don't know, something.
Well,
happened.
It's just we couldn't get the buckets that they did. And again, when you only scored 2 points in the third,
That's where those gimmies down underneath, though, become a factor. And then now all of a sudden you're shooting some threes at times and they're not going, and or I have an open shot and then I don't take it, and then you turn the ball over when you probably should have taken that chance. It was, I don't know, it was a very different style of game. The Lake Pirates only scored 28. That may have been a season low.
Scored 28, and Estill had 27 in the first half.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, go figure that one. So
yeah, 6 points in the entire second half.
Definitely the worst game probably the Pirates have played all season. And I'm not saying it's just all on us, because I think Estill County played that good of a defensive
game. Yes, I would agree with that. And to be honest with you, from a early season prediction point of view, this Lady Pirate team far exceeded what I thought that they would accomplish as far as game wins, totals.
Because, you know, when you're saying that, I would totally agree with you. But I would also think this Estill County group should be offensively better. But they are missing.
Yes.
They are missing a starter with a knee injury. She's been out all year, and again, she was probably one of the better offensive players for the season. But some of these kids have had some skills for the last couple of years. They just haven't developed into what I thought they would as offensive players. But they have been really good defensive players, And as a person who just loves defensive basketball, you know, I hate to say it, I liked what Estill County did. I mean, I just liked their the way they play the game. It's the same way. Now, tonight, I don't know that they got the firepower to stay up with Owsley County. They got the defense. Maybe it could stop them, but I'm not sure they got enough offense to get past them.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be an interesting matchup, that's for sure, right?
Yeah, you got two good
Owsley County
teams,
and Estill County.
And you've had two, I think, 10-plus point losses in the regular season. So
yes, by Estill.
Yeah, I don't think –
because Owsley went up defeated in the district.
Yeah, I don't see Estill beating Owsley. However, I think when I look at the kids Estill has, why shouldn't they?
They should be a little bit more competitive,
yes,
right, to keep it close with a chance to win. Now, maybe they put it together tonight.
Could do.
Who knows, right?
They have in the past been a really good shooting team, but without the one player, which was probably their best shooter, best scorer, it made it tough on them. So, but again, the game tonight would be 7 o'clock. Estill County crew will have that game.
On WSKV.
Just before 7, we'll wrap this up and send it over to them. So
on WSKV as well as Facebook, WSKV, Facebook Live.
And NFHS. So all
and
three.
NFHS, yes, correct.
So we'll step in away another break, come back and talk a little bit about the boys. Then we'll send it to the gym for girls regional tournament finals.
Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across central and eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvin.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to
PCSN Live. Now, we've talked about the girls again. That game coming up at 7 o'clock here on WSKV with the Estill County Sports Crew. And again, that will be here on WSKV, FM, radio, Facebook Live, and NFHS. And that may be around 7 for the NFHS. But we're going to try to kick it to them a little before 7 for a pregame.
Correct. And again, it's the Owsley County Lady Owls, the number 1 seed, versus the number 2 seed, the Estill County Lady Engineers.
Now, tomorrow, different story, but we got to go over the game from last night's first. And you wound up with two kind of lopsided scores. Powell County over Owsley.
81-47.
Out of gas did the Owls.
They did.
Really pretty simple. Powell got off to a really hot start, probably played the best defensive game of the season. Had a lull there in the second quarter where we actually scored, hit three or four threes, But yeah, they also outscored us by 7.
We scored 5 threes in that in the second quarter, but then Owsley actually outscored the Pirates 22-19.
Yeah, and all the people that so excited about watching the threes fall, we got outscored in that run.
Well, so, they had, for themselves, they had 3 threes themselves. So every time we'd shoot one to make it, they'd turn around, West Cope more specifically, would turn around and he'd hit a 3 himself.
It was all West Cope.
He scored 16 points in the second quarter himself.
Most of the last 2.5 minutes.
Correct,
and
yes.
And it goes and shows you how important defense is with that other group. Again, we had a couple kids with 9 points apiece, both hit 3 threes. You can't knock it, but on the defensive end, maybe not as strong or as good as some of those kids that start, but they do shoot the ball really well. So, catch 22. You give up something, you get something, and I always like the point system. If I give up, if I score 9 and give up 9, I'm a 0.
Yeah, and the Pirates led by...
I'm not saying they are, I'm just...
Right. Yeah. And they led by as many as 14 in the first half, only for it to be cut to 6.
Yes.
At the half.
It's worried me, but I also made the statement too, these Owsley County kids were playing pretty much all the whole game, had one or two subs max by the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they actually had
two. Were absolutely toast. Yeah. And actually, it was not even the fourth, I wouldn't even say the fourth quarter, at about the 5.5 minute mark, they were done.
Yeah, and you could tell that. I was even impressed with Wes Cope, again, who stayed in basically the whole game. I don't remember him coming out. If he did, it was very brief.
Oh, he
finished with 23
game.
Points. But one thing about this team is that there's only 2 seniors on the team, Mason Smith and Jacob McCoy. So they, let's see, Mason Smith, he scored 1 point. Jacob McCoy led them in scoring during the season, but only had 10 last night.
Cam Del Rosario.
But exactly, yeah. But still, a valiant effort by Owsley County, though. They never gave up. They continued to go. Again, as you said, they were just gassed at the end and had to come out.
It was 5 against 8, really, pretty much last night. We rotated 8 guys in. They had 5, and by the end of the game, they were worn down. And I just think it was defensive pressure really got them more than anything.
Coming out of the half.
Yeah, we had players stepping up last night that we – Jack Rose – I tell you what, I get on him sometimes on his defense. That kid was ready to play a district tournament game last night. I was really impressed with his defense, with his offense, with about every part of his game. Braden Brandenburg come out just very physical on the boards early. He wound up with, I think, 10 rebounds. Bryson Edwards led the team in rebounding last night with 11. Didn't realize that until I looked at the stats today.
I didn't either.
So,
and he scored 12 points himself, so a double-double. And then Brandenburg was just 2 points away from a double-double himself.
There wasn't a player that touched the floor, really, for the Pirates that didn't do what they were supposed to do out there. You had the kids
agreed.
Come in. Morganson came in, and Ramsey
Tucker
came
Ramsey,
in. Both hit 3 threes.
9 points each off the bench. I mean, and 2 threes each in the second quarter.
If we had stopped
West Cope.
That run would have been magnificent, but it really wasn't as magnificent of a run. It was great shooting, but look at the other end, too. So, folks sometimes get lost in that. But anyway, we'll go on from there. But Powell County got the win, wound up winning fairly easily. Jack led the team, I think, with 28 last night.
Correct. Again, they won 81-47 was the final score. So, Jack ends up with 28. Dylan Carter, an impressive 13 points, and all of his 13 points coming in the second half.
A lot of runouts. He was really running the floor well last night.
3 of 4 from the free throw line as well. And then, as you mentioned, Bryson Edwards had his 12 points, 11 rebounds. Braden Brandenburg, 8 points.
10
rebounds. And again, I felt like that Braden Brandenburg probably had one of his better all-around games.
Especially early in the first half.
Yes, he was doing a great job as far as blocking out, making extra passes, rebounding. I mean, I felt like he was a difference maker during those stretches.
Didn't take any bad shots.
No.
I mean, that I can remember. So, I thought they played one of their better games all around.
Yeah,
they put all year. I will say this. I did talk to Dylan last night. He did lead the team in fouls. And I'm saying that for a reason. He said, that one foul wasn't a foul. He said, when I jumped up, probably, I said, yes, it was, because you left your feet is why it was a foul.
Right.
He said, what? No. And then Alan backed me up. He said, well, yeah, when you move a little bit, when you jump, you're really not straight up anymore.
Right.
So
if you hold your ground, hands up.
Hands up.
Don't even bend them at the wrist.
No, just,
you know,
straight up.
Straight up, right. See what happens.
And they haven't called it, but when he left his feet, you're vulnerable to get a foul call, and he did. So I told him, and one time he said, I didn't touch the guy, I promise. Looked like a foul from where we were. He said he didn't touch him. I believe him, he probably didn't, but it looked like a foul.
Yeah.
Bottom line, sometimes if it looks like one, they call it.
I would agree. So, and then,
but
and
anyway, great game, guys. I'll just give him a hard time. I know sometimes he goes back and listens to us.
Yeah, and I'm going to mention this, too, because you said this earlier, but I want to give him a little bit more credit and time, if you will. Cam DeVersario, only 2 points, but
and you've
said this time and time again. I'm gonna say this on David's behalf because David says this. He is perhaps one of the best defenders in the region, if not the best defender when it comes for him against guard on guard. Exactly, he definitely does an outstanding job. So even though he doesn't get a lot of points, it's his defense that makes huge dividends for them, and he's a very smart player as well.
And I'll say too, he handles the basketball really well.
Yeah,
he really does. Sometimes I think he tries to score because he thinks he needs to. If you're listening, Cam, you don't have to score a point for me because play the way you're playing, man. Because I tell you what, it's fun to watch him play.
Yeah,
defense, and I know defense don't always sell tickets, but just this guy. I'm with you.
Me too. Yeah,
I love to watch. I love to watch a kid play defense. He is all over it, and I couldn't say enough about him. But like I said, we had more kids playing defense last night than I think we've had most of the season. I was just impressed with the team defense. Always impressed with Cam. So that's a normal. A couple of guys I'm really always usually impressed with. So a couple of other guys stepped up big last night on the defensive side. Game two, Estill versus Lee. Close early. I was kind of surprised that Lee hung around as long as they did.
Early into the second quarter.
But then it just...
They lost it.
A train wreck for Lee County.
It really was.
It got ugly real quick. And they were down a couple starters already. Definitely the weakest team, I think. And not knocking Josh Broadwell. I love Josh. But I think his team was kind of decimated with either injuries or other stuff happening off the floor. So they were down at least two starters, maybe three. So you're taking a team that was underperforming anyway, and you take couple legs out from under it already, and I was really impressed how close they kept it in the first half.
Yeah, it really wasn't until the second quarter, late, in about the 4 minute mark.
Yeah, I left the gym actually. Had to make a phone call right before that, and when they did, I guess that's when Estill went on the run, and that never looked.
Yeah,
back.
It was 41-20 at the half.
Yeah,
and at that point, they ended up Estill scored 101 points, so 60 in the second half, but then there was only 20 for Lee County, and they scored 48 in the second half. So not a lot of defense in that second half, that's for sure.
If Estill gets hot, Estill can put some points up. Estill is the team with the best record in the region, or the district. RPI-wise, they are the best team in the district. Head-to-head, they're split with Powell and Estill. That could be an absolute awesome game tomorrow night at 7. I don't think... If you're a basketball fan, and I don't care which county you're from, that's almost a can't-miss watch.
I would agree. This is by far, no pun intended or anything, as far as where we are in the season, but this is the game of the season both of them.
Yes.
They split during the regular season, each having one on the opposition's
the
court.
Bench, right?
You know, one on the road, exactly. Estill won here, and then Powell won there.
Yeah.
So this is the one that's going to be, you know, interesting. And I will say this, too. Powell scored 102 against Lee. So if that's any indication, they're both capable of scoring,
some big points.
But
you have to stay within what your offense allows you to
right.
do and play the same defense you did. They're going to hit some threes, and they're kind of like us. Sometimes they take too many. Play the game the way you know how to play the game. Last time I think the big guy inside, he's the one hurt us on the inside. And that just... We got to stop that from happening.
Mabry or Riddle?
Riddle. Mabry had a big game on the outside. Riddle had the big game on the inside. If they go to Riddle more often, I think they're a better team. But if they fall in love with a three-point shot, I think they're more vulnerable. That's just my opinion.
And I think one of the keys, and we've talked about this, you know, for some time as well, one of the keys for the Pirates, you have to continue to play, because they have been lately, team ball. You have to continue to play solid team ball. Don't be selfish. Don't take silly shots. They've improved that.
Yep.
Where all of a sudden they're being smarter about their shot selection. If they don't have it, they're kicking it out. Again, to do that, if they can play strong defense, control the boards, make their shots, including free throws, I mean,
And I say this too. Brian coached here for a long time, and I love Brian Hall, that these two coaches like to put balls in the air. They like to shoot the ball. They like to go fast, both of them. This is a game where you could be up 12, and then the lead is gone in no time. Don't get comfortable with a 10, 11, 12-point lead in this one because they ain't safe. These two teams are going to keep on playing the way they think they need to play, which is sometimes a lot of bad shots. I don't know. Estill's just a much better defensive team throughout the season. I'm not saying Powell's a better offensive team. I think the Powell has more weapons offensively.
Including off the bench.
Yes, and then does Estill. However, that first five is pretty tough. There's no easy players out there. You got to defend the three. You got to stop inside. Maybe best thing to do, I don't know. I almost play a zone against Estill. No, it sounds weird, but I'm not sure how you match up real well with this team because they got some length, and I know they're going to play defense because they're just long and athletic and very very strong. They're going to try to push us around. So
yeah,
this could be a game where it's in the 60s.
And it's
a 62-58 kind of game. I don't know. We'll see.
And even the officiating, how much are they going to let them be physical with each other? Because I have no doubt this is probably going to be the most physical game because there's so much at stake, right? So, therefore, I'm going to be a little bit more physical. Who's going to get the calls? Who's not? You know, how's that going to go and interfere? And then, obviously, free throws. Who's going to be able to make their free throws?
I look at it this way. I think the officials have done a great job all season. I think they'll have a good game tomorrow. I think they're going to try to let these kids play and decide it on the floor. But you can't let emotions get in the way tomorrow night. And both teams are going to advance to the region.
Yeah.
You're going to play again.
There's
more to play for. This is, I told Alan, this is the fun game. This is when you just relax and let the chips fall where they may. Just throw it out there.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, happens. If you're the winner, great. If you're the loser, we're still going to the region. Don't get your heads down. Just keep your head up and get ready to play some more. So, to me, it's a fun game, and hope everybody can come out and join us or listen to us. We'll have that game. Okay, we'll have that game on, let me get this straight, Facebook, WSKV, WSKV Radio, and Estill will have Facebook from WSKV and NFHS.
Correct.
So, depends on who you want to listen to. If you're a Powell County fan, hope you listen to us. If you're an Estill County fan, you can still listen to us. Or you can listen to Danny and the gang over at Estill County on their side, too. Again, that game again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
And we'll be on the air then. Again, at this point, I guess we'll step aside. And, again, listen, congratulations, too, to the Lady Pirates, though, for a nice season that they ended up having. You know, they really had a nice season. I know it came up short, but they were a joy to watch in many respects. Wish nothing but the best to Makaira Cottle,
yep.
Amelia Cook,
all the seniors,
and Elizabeth Reif.
And we'll say this, too. I know this is something different, but, again, congratulations to the middle school team that went to Lexington to play in one of the state tournaments that we have in the middle school. There's really not a sanctioned one, but 82 teams, and Powell County won the consolation bracket, which was the Sweet 16, went to 8-8. You had a winner's bracket, a consolation bracket. Powell County won out of the consolation bracket, which is pretty phenomenal. Only two teams really win out of those two brackets, the winner and the other winner. But it was the consolation bracket that Powell County did win. Only lost two games. I think they played 8 or 9 games in 2 days. Really proud of those kids, too. So,
yeah, no doubt.
Nice effort for them. So now we'll step away, and hopefully you can tune in to the gang down at the high school on WSKV. We'll see you next week here on PCSN, or we'll be at a regional tournament game, one of the two. We'll let you know that later.
Exactly. Go Pirates.
Thanks for listening.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates.